who my brother, was an enemy he'd never asked for. Who could blame the man for that initial expression of betrayal that he'd worn on his face, or the pain that turned his gray eyes into storm clouds? Those clouds had eventually blended into questions, questions that he wanted answers to. I'd give him those answers, so long as he'd let me stay there with him. Dylan? Why, Steph? Emily? Why the lie? He scrubbed at his jaw with his palm, pain etched all over his face, a gut-wrenching replacement for the anger that had been there moments ago. But I stopped. I looked around the foyer as I held the elevator door open. I didn't want to do this out here. I let the door close and waved around. Not out here. Please. It wasn't like anyone would see us, but this just felt too open to prying eyes for me. The things we needed to talk about were private matters, things that needed to be said where nobody else could hear, where no witnesses could overlook your most broken moments. Because I knew that if he offered me a reconciliation, it would come at a cost. I sniffed as tears stung the back of my eyes and somewhere high up in my nose. My prompt spurred him back into life.
Come back in. Let's talk about this. All right.
If it had been anyone else, the pure bile he'd spit at me when I walked into his living room only moments ago would have had me hauling ass out the door and into the elevator. But this was Dylan, my heart and soul. I'd stand there for the rest of my life if he wanted me to. The sound the door made when it closed was loud in the quiet room. I was so afraid. Not afraid of him. I knew what Dylan was capable of, and harming me on purpose out of anger wasn't one of them. My fear came from my own worry that I'd make a mess of it all, that I'd get defensive and wouldn't use the same techniques I'd learned to use long ago with my father and brothers. The same thing that let me walk into the living room with my head bowed in submission and led me to sit on the floor by the arm of the couch. He always sat on the end closest to the wall, and that was where I arranged myself now.
No, Emily. There, please.
I looked to where his hand pointed, and for a minute, my heart broke. He didn't want me at his feet. He wanted me further away, at the other end of the couch, where I couldn't touch him. I didn't protest. Instead, I did as I was instructed and sat at the other end of the couch. I dropped my bag at the side of the couch and pulled my upper lip between my teeth to keep myself quiet. I folded my hands in my lap and crossed my ankles. The black Hermes sandals weighed my feet down, and the tight material of the dress made it hard to move around too much, so fidgeting would not be a problem. I kept my head bowed and waited.
Explain it to me, Emily.
He sat at the other end of the couch, and when I glanced to the side, I could see he was faced toward me. I took a deep breath and looked at the picture still frozen on the screen. Ember and Kevin, smiling into the camera, happy and on top of the world. Behind them, I stood with a baby in my arms, my face tight and pinched. The baby had kept me up the night before with colic, while they'd slept the night away in a separate hotel room. Then we'd made a mad dash around the country, me still with the baby in tow, because they wouldn't let me take their daughter back to their house in Nashville. They didn't want her too far out of their sight, and I couldn't blame them, but the traveling didn't help the baby's colic at all. I'd wanted to burst into tears the moment that picture had been taken, because I'd felt like I had the weight of the world on my shoulders and no way to get out of the situation I was in.
I think that picture explains it all, Dylan.
I limply pointed at myself with my right hand, then continued. I was always in the shadows, behind my brothers, never in the light.
Okay. So you were the poor little rich girl. I get it. How did that lead you to me? What have you told Trent about me?
His jaw tightened, and I wanted to warn him he'd crack his teeth if he kept that up, but I didn't allow myself to do that. I stared at him. Anger in his dismissive tone made my eyes narrow. He had no idea about my life, but because he was angry, he got to judge me.